Well, Jason, good morning and welcome back. Looks like we have a busy business section this week.
We do have, and good morning to you, Edmundo. Our cover is a really interesting new program that I just found out about. It's called the Job to Career Readiness Boot Camp. And you know, with all of these new jobs coming into South County and with our call centers growing, we're expected to add about 1,000 new jobs within the next 12 months. And after talking with the folks at Doñana Community College and over at the Mesilla Valley Economic Development Alliance, I found out that one of the common complaints that they're hearing, or the concern, I should say, is that people who are very technically qualified for these jobs may not have what we call the soft skills to even get in the door. Things as simple as dressing appropriately for the interview. I was speaking with Rosa De La Torre, who is putting this together through DACC, and she put it in a very interesting way that she wants to bring back the art of the handshake to professionalism. So what they're going to be doing is offering one-day seminars that run from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on three different days, and I'll give you that information in just a moment. And they're going to be trying to address some of those soft skills. Things like how to present yourself, how to not have problems on your social media that they may be looking at when they hire you. Things as simple as how to fill out an application correctly and get your best foot forward to get that foot in the door. And they're going to be having three of these seminars. I should mention that this is with Mivida, DACC, and the City of Las Cruces as the
Oh,
primary
great.
sponsor, so even the city is getting in on this action. They will have the first one on July 16th at the DACC East Mesa campus. The second will be July 30th at the DACC Gadsden Center, and September 7th at the Sunland Park Center of DACC. And they're going to be covering everything from workplace do's and don'ts to interviewing tips and techniques. They'll also be discussing some pre-employment hiring requirements, and so people know what to expect when they go in, and employment application strategies. And one interesting thing is that participants who are over 18 and New Mexico residents, they're going to be able to complete and submit an employment application as part of the boot camp. And I was talking with Davin Lopez over at Mivida, and he said he's aware of five or six local companies that are hiring or will be soon hiring, and they'll get those applications directly to that company. So with all of these jobs opening up, it's a great way to polish your interview skills and learn what to expect when you go to an interview.
And it really goes a long way to really just further advance your career because it teaches you how to sell yourself and how to really polish yourself in such a way that you can go in there with the confidence to not just ask for any job, but to really get the job you really want.
Absolutely, and it'll carry over into your job and even into your daily life, just learning how to present the best face.
That's great. That's fantastic. That's a great program. And in the profile this week, I know you're excited about this one, the Gents Day Spa.
This is just fascinating to me. This Gents Day Spa has been open for about 3 years. They're located at 232 North Campo Street, and it just fascinates me because it's specifically for men, and it's sort of a mix of old school and new school. You know, if you want your manicure, you can get that there as well, or a pedicure. But they also offer some of the luxurious treatments that we don't normally think of anymore. Hot towels, nice shave, good haircut. And one thing that I found very interesting is that you can even get a good cigar and a cool beverage while you're there.
Now that I did not know. I had heard about Gents Day Spa, but I didn't know they offered that.
And an interesting story behind it. Lita Lujan, who runs it, she started it after she was watching men coming into a spa that she was already working at and noticed that us guys are sometimes a little bit uncomfortable in a spa with all of the ladies. So she opened up this one just for men. And she definitely knows about being around men. She worked around guys in the automotive business for 23 years before retiring, and she was a softball umpire for 21 years. So the decor in there is very baseball focused, and it's just a really nice, relaxing atmosphere for the guys, and you can, you know, get prettied up while you're at it.
And who doesn't want to be pretty every now and then, you know? In your column this week, you've got Bill Allen from the Las Cruces Greater Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, Bill stepped back to the keyboard for us this week. He's talking, when we spoke about his last column, he was talking about how the Skill Ready Doña Ana program can work for employees looking for jobs, let them target their best career path. And this week he's talking about the SRDA solution-based approach to hiring and how that's going to benefit those that are the employers, because this will allow them to get candidates that are perfectly targeted for the job. And if they've got especially a job that they've had a lot of high turnover in, you can bring in a consultant and they will do an analysis, an assessment, and then target that job to find the best employees. Employers can benefit by the already established platform and really for no additional cost. WorkKeys is what the system that they're using. And it's available through DACC and the Chamber as well.
And the next topic I want to talk about is it's the history, restaurant history, in here in our region, 125 combined years for La Posta and Nopalitos.
Yes, you may have read my story last week about La Posta. They're celebrating their 75th by doing a treasure hunt, which just fascinates me. They're going to be posting clues, and you can come into the restaurant. You don't have to even buy anything. You just come in and get a picture of that clue, scan a QR code, and enter to win a trip to the Bellagio in Las Vegas.
That's
and
right.
Then in today's edition, in the business tab, we're talking about Nopalitos, 310 South Mesquite Street. They're celebrating 50 years of being in business. And what the Gallegos family is doing is on July 1st, from 5 to 7:30 p.m., they're selling $1 enchilada plates based off of the original Mama's recipe. And all proceeds from that are going to be going to the El Caldito Soup Kitchen. So it's a nice way to celebrate our history, go to both of these places, and also help out the community as well.
Nopalitos is going to be having local celebrity waiters.
They are. I understand Bill McCamley will be among them. I'm not sure who else.
I think Orlando Jimenez, mariachi singer.
Yeah.
So that should be a lot of fun.
I think it'll be a great event, and I really hope people will get out there. Again, that's from 5 to 7:30 p.m. on July 1st.
Now, another topic that comes up, it seems to come around, it happens all the time, but in particular in the summer, scams.
Oh, this one is somewhere between funny and frustrating. I've been targeted at work, and this is something that wastes time. So a lot of people need to be aware that phone scams are going around. The sheriff's department is aware of it. Just please be aware that these calls promising you a grant or your loan is approved, they just don't fall for them. I know our business owners know better, but it is a waste of time.
And I know that recently through Facebook, we made contact with the sheriff's department to let them know that there were phone calls that were going around, and the sheriff's department was able to say, you know what, that's a scam. Sound so legitimate about saying we're raising money for the sheriff's department.
Yeah, exactly. I spoke with the sheriff's department about that one as well, and they'll say that you've got a warrant out, give us your credit card, and we'll clear it. And again, it's a scam.
Okay. Well, anything else up on the horizon that you're looking at?
We've got a few interesting things coming up next week. We're going to continue to follow this career readiness situation. And last week, the governor was in town to open another factory down in Santa Teresa. It'll be a wire factory. And again, another additional 300 jobs. That's one of those that's involved with this boot camp. So
perfect.
We've got good things on the horizon.
Well, Jason, thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
My pleasure as always.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.